It's the Platinum Club. And here's your weekly podcast that takes the principles of showbiz blueprint to the next level. In each episode, Barry serves up a message to motivate, guide, and inspire you to play bigger, act bolder, take bigger risks, and win. Direct from his studio in the Sierra Mountains and straight into your business, here's Barry.
Yes, it's me. It's me. It's really me. Stay seated. Stay seated. So funny how we expect applause on stage, but nowhere else in life, you know. Think about never having applause, like if you're a realtor or an architect. You know, is it better to have never gotten applause or to have gotten them and never get them again? Whew, philosophy. I don't even know where that came from, and if you're hearing it, it means I didn't edit it out, so there you go. Hey, were you one of the Plat Club members who jumped into the connection video template and took action? Shared it in episode 13. I got a half dozen or so emails and some samples. They were just awesome. The simplicity and the natural connection was so good to see, and I imagine it felt very good to do. These are powerful and will always connect you more deeply to whoever you're sending it to. I was especially impressed by someone who really simplified the process by shortening the template and sending it right over Facebook Messenger. Those are 15 seconds. And dang, that turned my simple process into nothing more than a thumb drop and a smile. Really, really good work. So put this one up on your calendar and do it regularly throughout the year. The top of each season or on anniversaries of gigs you did with the person. When you read something that's going on in their industry or for them and their social outlets. Most powerfully, when the intuition hits you and you decide to just take action on it in real time. Trust yourself to do that. My biggest number that I heard so far of what someone has done is 47, and you have a few more days until November 24th when I pick the winner and mail a prize. So come on, don't even think that you are in this for anything less than to win it, and that's to win the silly prize that I'm going to send out, which is actually quite cool, or to win the connections that you'll make with the people you send those videos to. The template is all there. Take a few notes and follow it to a T. Today, I'll share the second of our eight-week actions podcast series. This one is in four parts, and it'll open up a quartet of spaces for new, for the bigger, for the yet-to-be-achieved, and maybe even the unimaginable. I want to mention that all eight in this series of podcasts are evergreen, and you'll be well-served to keep these top of mind for when you're feeling stuck or unsure of what positive action you can take right now to move the needle forward in your career. There are two important elements that will help you succeed with these action podcasts. First is that you make a personal commitment to doing what I outline. Think of it the same, with the same importance that you give a course of medicine that your doctor prescribes after a surgery or a tick bite. You don't mess around or dabble with those antibiotics. No, no matter how much you dislike taking the pill, compromising your gut health or getting the constipation, or any other side effect, you take them because they lead you to a stronger place. Next is that you commit to taking action quickly before the old habits or resistance can take hold. Can you get up from hearing all eight of these podcasts in this series and score a quick win almost instantly with each one as it's delivered? I know a few people who did it with the video challenge. Nothing is ever as hard as the first one, the first time, that first conversation, the first drawing, the first version of whatever your product or your creation or your new bit is for your show. Nothing's ever as hard as that first one. The first one always steals the power from the resistance. That's a rule. There is a fantastic TED Talk by a woman named Mel Robbins. She lays out what I consider a brilliantly simple plan for taking action quickly. Her TED Talk is way too long for a talk about quickly taking action. So down on this page, I'm going to share the video where she does it quickly, I should say. I use her system so often and it never fails me. It's very quick and fun and easy. This week's action podcast is about cleaning up a mess. And while you're at it, clean up four messes. Why? Because where a mess exists, there is an oil slick or a blockade, a chasm, a moat, or even a pair of armed guards, those dudes in the Q-tip hats that stand at the front of the palaces in Europe. Those guards make sure that nothing new can come into your life or your space or your bank. Oh, sure, you can argue and you can say that there are changes that happen. Money comes in, you know, you'll get a new widget, you'll create a new bit for your show, you'll connect with an old friend or have a date with your partner. And I can't deny that you'll see ripples of the landscape and those will shift. That's just normal life. I mean, that's what happens when you're living your life. But what happens when you clean up the four messes that I'm going to share with you is this. You actually open a space for lasting change to move in, to set roots, and to grow. Paradigm shifts that rock the very core of your foundation. When those happen, you're no longer playing on the same game board. And that change, it's typically hiding behind a mess that you are yet to clean up. So let's dig into four messes, four areas that I'm going to suggest as a level one attack. And bear in mind your two commitments that you're agreeing to by listening to this, to take action and to take it quickly. Take action and take action quickly. First, clean up a mess in your physical space. This can be somewhere on your property or in your bedroom or anywhere that you frequent daily. And there is a heaviness that washes over you when you either see it or know it's coming. This can be subtle, like a non-presenting cancer that slowly breaks down and destroys so much of life before it's finally caught. For this mess to be cleaned up, you will have to get real honest with yourself. You're going to have to discern the one that is causing you a tangible amount of discomfort or blockage, and yet isn't the biggest one in your life. Hear that again. Isn't the biggest one in your life. The one that will open the door, that's what we're looking for. The one that'll open the door enough to let in some new air and not cause you to lock up and freeze. Because if you hear this and it strikes a chord in you, then you are ripe for this exercise. And what I don't want you to do again is to hear this and start making a list of all the places in your life that you want to clean up. This is about chipping away at a blockage, not spending weeks setting up the dynamite to blow it all open at once. That's never going to happen. As Mel Robbins says in her talk, that is never going to happen. And you can come back in here for another pass, and I hope you do. A deeper level of cleanup when you once again realize that there's something that's causing a block that's keeping out the bigger, the bolder, and the more rewarding from moving into your life. So four simple steps that you can use as a template and literally apply these to each of the categories that I'm going to share with you right now. Four simple steps to use as a template. First, get clear on the blockage. Define it. Second, get clear on the goal. Define it. What is it? Why do you want it? Three, get clear on what is required to clear it. You know, and this is the physical things that have to change, the actions that have to be taken. And four, execute it. Execute those actions that you came up with in number three. Get clear on the blockage. Get clear on the goal. Get clear on what is required to clear it. And execute the cleanup. We talked about physical space, and I put this one first because in all honesty, it's the simplest of the four. It's the most tangible because it deals with stuff, actual physical stuff that you can see and hold in your hand. So the principles for the next three areas of cleaning up are basically the same, and the template for cleaning them up is the same too. Second, let's look at a financial mess. This one is quite possibly ancient and deep. I refer to this as my financial footprint, and you've probably heard me speak about that before. I know I spoke about it extensively when we interviewed Michael Michalowicz. What I was handed down from my parents, who would say things all the time. They would say things like, "What do you think we're made of money?" Or, "We can't afford that." Or, "Do you guys think money grows on trees?" All these little trigger statements. Whatever happened to you around money and anything that you have done to shift your beliefs around it since that time has created your current financial situation. That's just good old math. Whether it's your belief about pricing or about saving money, investing, tithing, suffering, or squandering, it's the sum of all your beliefs about money. And on the other side of that equal sign is where you are right now. This exercise is about taking a step to clean up a specific financial mess that is blocking you from freedom. How you clean it up is going to depend specifically on what you're looking at. And I have examples. I'll give you some examples. Let me run one of them, in fact, and I'll give you the four steps and what it could look like. So first, we're going to look at getting clear on the blockage. That could be anything. It could be a debt that you think about, either one that you owe or one that you are holding for somebody else. It can be an offer you make to the clients that doesn't serve you financially, doesn't serve your business. It's an offer you've been making. Third, an ongoing expense that you can't really afford. And let's take one of these for an example. Let's just use the one about a debt. First step is we're going to get clear on the blockage. So a credit, let's get real clear. Let's just spell it out. There's a credit card debt with a 16% interest rate that has a $5,000 balance on it. That's expensive money, right? So get real clear on that blockage. That's it. That's narrowed down to one sentence. A credit card with a debt of 16% interest rate and has a $5,000 balance. Number two, get clear on the goal. The goal is to reduce the interest rate and eliminate the debt by this time next year. That's a very, very generous goal. Not a hard one to fill. In fact, that's the kind of goal that will push you more to be more successful in your business. So get clear on that goal. Reduce the interest rate, that's part one, and eliminate the debt by this time next year. Three, get clear on what is required to clear it. Examples for this, a phone call to the company to speak to a manager. You can just call up your credit card company and right when they answer, say, I'd like to speak to a financial manager. Boom. Explain your goal, what you want to do. Hey, my name is so-and-so. My goal is to reduce the interest rate that I'm paying on this and to eliminate the debt by this time next year. You explain what you are able to pay and you work with the manager to devise a payment plan that achieves the goal. They will pray for calls like this from people as opposed to never getting their money or getting it put into some sort of debt collection or having it put into some company that deals with reducing the debt. They would pray for a phone call like this. So real clear on what's required to do it. Those are some basic steps. And four, execute the cleanup. So you set up automatic payments so that they arrive a few days before each due date. So that's a real simple four-step application of the template that you can use to clean up any mess. I just did an example of it with the financial one. Now there will be other work required to successfully clean up this mess. And I promise you that once you execute the first four steps of this template, you are going to feel like a new person. It's incredible what a cap of responsibility on just owning it. And I'm going to clean up this mess does in any of these four categories I'm going to mention. It makes you the king or queen of your life again. Let's look at a third one. The third mess is to clean up a relationship you have with someone. And this could be a client or a child, a partner or a friend, someone who you know very well or hardly at all. The point here is to get clear with yourself that this is indeed a mess that is taking some of your valuable bandwidth and blocking the new, the bigger, the bolder, and easy relationships from coming into your life. If we were face to face right now, I would walk you through an exercise to pull up at least six names and summarize the blocks, this relationship, and what it's costing you. I'd do it in just a few minutes. And since we're not, let me guide you through how to do it with someone, and you can answer in privacy of your own room. And you can go through and do this for as many people as you want. So let me ask you this. Who popped up right away when you heard me say, clean up a mess in a relationship with someone? I guarantee you there was a face or a name that popped into your head. That's the first person. Run the four-step template with this person and then go back in for another person if you'd like. Depending on how much you find, you might want to create a drumbeat. And what I mean by that is just boom, boom. Just something that happens regularly. You know, you just get in the habit of doing this. It's not like something you're just going to do and it's this one special time. If you find that there's a whole lot of bandwidth of yours being wasted by relationships that you need to clean up, create a drumbeat regularly until you feel clear. Okay, you want an example of this one? Good one. I can give you this one of these from my real life. This happened a couple years ago. This was a really good friend of mine since childhood. His name was Rob. I got clear on the blockage. And the blockage was, I feel bad when I think about him because we don't talk anymore and I wonder why. I get sad and it stops me from being a perpetual light. It stops me from living in that perpetual light that I love to live in. So that was it. That was getting really clear on the blockage. I got clear on the goal. The goal is I want to be able to think about Rob and have it boost me instead of bringing me down. Really simple, clear goal. Three, I had to get clear on what it required to clear it. To connect with him and tell him what's happening inside of me when I think of him. And I had to be able to consider that the win regarding cleaning up this mess, regardless of whether I got what I wanted or not. I have to move the win line to making the call and saying what I need to say. You get the distinction there? My goal wasn't that we had to become best friends again or talk. I just wanted to be able to think of him and have it boost me instead of bringing me down. And then four, same as always, execute the cleanup. I had to put a time on my calendar to make the call and then do it. And that one works really well. If you have someone in your life and you do, there's somebody who's taken up bandwidth with a relationship, go ahead and run that. Do that. The fourth mess to clean up happens to be with the person in the mirror. And I put it last because it's both the most subtle and the most potent. By now, you know the rhythm. Look, to be honest with yourself about the mess that would make an impact, but isn't the biggest one, you have to run the four-step template. This one has the potential to open a door that brings exponential change into every area of your life, including your space, your finances, and your relationships, right? The three that we just covered. For this one, I want you to really focus on step two, getting clear on the goal. We are working on ourselves, and the exterior result isn't as tangible as the other three messes we're cleaning up, right? I mean, if we're cleaning up a physical space or a financial mess or a mess with a relationship with someone else, there's something there at the end that we can hold, that we can see. It's important here to have the vision of yourself after cleaning up the mess. You get that? You're doing this so that you can have something will be different. You can answer the question, what's going to be different after I clean this up? And that may help you get real clarity. Step two of the four-step template. What's going to be different after I clean this up? This might be about a physical appearance, a diet, a habitual behavior, or anything that you wish you could change about yourself. The good news, you can. So you guys, that's it. An action to clean up four messes in life that are holding you down on a both subtle and very visible level. I will talk to you shortly with the third action podcast that will take you less than 30 minutes to execute and will open the door to countless veins of new life coming into your business. I want to encourage you right now to look at these four areas and the four-step template and get into action quickly. Happy Thanksgiving to those of you in the U.S., and I hope this week is filled with deep work, deep connection, and gratitude for this remarkable life that you have created. So long.